800 people, and to my surprise. Hello, my name is Rohan, and I think I might be living a life of most of yours. Okay, a lot of people want to get into travel. They want to travel the world, stay in the best of the hotels, eat the best of the cuisine. But here's the best part. In my profession, I get paid to do all of that. That's called a travel presenter. But the big story is how I got into it, and perhaps this can also be a blueprint for you to start a career into this profession. So hello, my name is Rohan, and I am a Mass Comm student from Pune. Finishing graduation and then doing Mass Comm was not my decision. My parents, you know, I come from a typical middle-class family where parents want your children to get into. So most of us comes from the middle-class mindset and families where education is given at most importance. So I was no different. I finished my education, I came to Mumbai, and I got a job for a very basic salary. And mind you, Mumbai is a place very hard to survive. There's a difference between living, there's a difference between surviving. So if you can survive in Mumbai, it's a big deal. But mind you, you know, at the same time, the good thing about the city is it'll give you the kind of exposure provided you are talented. So for the first 3 years, that was the task, how to survive with this little minimalistic salary. Someone like me coming from a small town with big dreams into this super big city, you know, a lot of things is going on in your mind. You know, you're all about mixed emotions. You are exploited at times. You have great mentors at times, so we don't know where we are going to land. So one thing I was very clear, what I didn't want. I wasn't sure what I wanted, but I was very sure what I didn't want, and I didn't spend too much of time. I didn't waste too much of time there. And that's precisely one of the reasons what helped me into my profession. So getting into anchoring was more about passion. So we come from a society where anchoring, acting is not called as a profession. We come from a family where these are not a very respectable profiles. So I was no different. My parents were sure about me, but of course, we come from a family and society norms, and that was really, really huge on me. So initially, when I was starting off, I realized that there were a lot of emotional and lonely moments which I had to go through, and my parents had to go through because I was into this profession. But again, you know, when you're doing something from your heart, and my dad always told me this, that if you love and if you are passionate about what you do, you don't have to work for the rest of the life. And I'm not the kind of a guy who would sit at the desk and work 9 to 5. Maybe I will do that, but end of the day, I want to do something for my passion, something what I'm good at. There has to be a certain creative satisfaction, mainly towards my personality, towards myself. So I was focused on that. And that gave me an opportunity to start my career as an anchor, wherein I was allowed to work on weekends in one of the parks and to host shows and to anchor shows. That's how my journey in anchoring started. But mind you, you know, television presentation is way different to the presentation what you probably might do in a corporate event or what you probably might do in a pool party. It's totally different. But then you got to speak, and that stage daring, or that, you know, the initial scares were taken away by these small events. And at the same time, it was a good money, you know, money on weekends and weekdays. It was a job, so everything was taken care of. But what really mattered was after a couple of months, things started to get a little tricky. My channel was shutting down, and I was given a choice of either switching to a different department altogether, or else, you know, quitting and giving my place to someone else. And that's when I realized that it's high time I need to audition with others also. So initially, when I was there, we are talking about 10, 15 years back, you know, auditions used to happen. People used to come on board or get selected. Talent used to get selected through auditions. Now, it's more about social media numbers, how many followers you have. And so everything has taken a toll back. For me, if you ask me 5 most important things which are required for a television presenter in today's world, number one is the social media numbers, which is very sad, but that's the truth of life. You know, the more the merrier. Okay, so the number of followers, the easier it is for you to get hired, because then the employer also thinks that, you know, I'm going to divert my traffic and that traffic is going to come on my portal. Number two, of course, you got to have a presence of mind. You know, not many people know this, but when you talk in public, with public. There are no scripts involved and everything has to be impromptu and on the spot. So you got to have a good presence of mind. Talking about presence of mind, there's also a certain confidence you need to show on the screen, and that goes to screen presence. How you look on the screen, how comfortable you are with the camera. If you're shy, if you're nervous, that is clearly visible on the camera. Then comes, of course, scripting. I would strongly urge not to follow scripts. Instead, make pointers and elaborate those pointers. And of course, you need to have a little technical knowledge, because a lot of cameras are involved when you're doing a television presentation. Unlike vlogging. Vlogging, you have a camera which you're holding and it's easier. It's your one-on-one talk. But then television presentation is a different ballgame together. But again, the school remains the same. The colleges are different, but the school remains the same. Nevertheless, coming back to where we started. So yes, the big break happened one fine day. It was 2009. And I went and I did an audition with one of the companies.